Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Evening, boys.
Evening, Sally.
Welcome to The Chatting, your local podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Kirk.
I'm Mark.
And I'm the other Mark.
3 pints, Sally. And what are you having?
I'll have a sex in a driveway.
Cheers. Offer to Mova.
Evening, boys.
Evening, Rob.
Right. Right. Yeah, are you?
I'm good, mate. Thank you. Been up to much?
Yeah. I've bought my mountain bikes.
Oh, have you got them? Yeah. Your electric ones?
On your bike.
Nope, not electric. I bought for hardtail mountain bikes.
Ooh. Sounds about right for you.
Hard tail, as in,
as opposed to soft tail.
As in, that is that what you get when you ride it?
No, you get a sore ass when you ride it. Okay. No, a hard tail means it's got no rear suspension.
You couldn't afford
this. No.
You couldn't afford that then.
No, well, in all fairness, no, I probably couldn't afford a fully suspension bike. But it's a hard tail is where it has no rear suspension, just front suspension, and it's for when you're doing like just less aggressive trails. If you're doing really aggressive trails.
Aggressive ones?
Yeah.
You mean steep ones?
So when you're riding and everything's swearing at you.
Yeah.
Like when you're, when you're on a public road and cars are going past.
Dangerous
you need to get
ones.
Out of the road.
Scary ones. Yeah.
Right, okay.
So you're going down a really...
Aggressive,
steep hill.
Yeah.
But on like mud tracks. And yeah, there's
when
a very good chance...
When are you doing that stuff like that? You're just cycling to shops or something, aren't you?
Well, exactly. That's why I haven't bought this double suspension thing. So, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Anyway. Yeah. But you'd be so surprised that you buy the bikes and it's everything else that you buy after the helmets.
No, you don't buy the bikes.
What? How else do you get them?
You don't.
Oh, right. Good point. Because when you do, you've got helmets, you've got locks, you've got lights, you've got, you know.
Lights.
The list just goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
And it becomes a very expensive affair.
And have you bought all those?
Yeah, pretty much.
So you're ready to go.
Car racks.
Right.
Before you want to take your bike somewhere.
You're supposed to cycle.
So you drive your bike somewhere.
Yeah, because
show it the sights.
There's something inherently wrong about this, Mark, Rob.
Yeah, well, what I do is I set my trail off and then get in the car.
Drive to where you want to go.
And I'm going to drive.
Get your bike out, push it through a puddle and then put it back on the roof.
Yeah.
So have you been on it yet?
No, we haven't got them yet.
All right, okay.
No, not got them yet. We've bought them, but we haven't got them yet. So, yeah.
Why have you not got them? Did you... Go into the shop, buy them, and no, I don't want them yet.
It's a long story.
Father
but
Christmas
I
hasn't
got
been
them
yet.
You buy them, and then you have to wait for them to be built, and blah, blah, blah.
So what you've
got
custom...
them for Christmas? He's not going to open until Christmas.
It's not like Alfred's when you go there and you just pick a bike off a shelf and walk out with it.
Have you done walked into Amazon?
I got it from J.J. James's, actually.
So you've walked into another bike shop?
I'm going to say you've walked into a bike shop, seen the bikes, and gone... And they've gone, we haven't got any bikes, and they only sell bikes.
They've got it, but it's in a box.
In a box,
disassembled.
And let me guess, the person in the shop is not qualified to open the box.
Yeah, hasn't done his certification.
No, they can open the box.
But they can't put the bike together.
It needs building. So they've got to build the bike. So
I thought that was part of the fun.
No, it's not.
Right, which branch is it?
Which branch of J. James's?
Yeah.
Rotherham. Yeah.
Right. Have they built it yet?
I imagine they're building it.
How long does it take?
I'm
going
to ring
build?
Tomorrow to see if I can go and finish it.
Oh, please don't.
That would be brilliant.
Please don't. There's a video of me with my forks planted in ground, a wheel running in front of me about a mile in front of me.
Uh-huh. It'd be one of those where you have to pedal backwards and when you turn left, it turns right.
Yeah. No, thank you. Kirk, have you been up to anything?
Not really, but it seems we're going on stuff that we've bought. My delightful wife has bought me a new set of headphones.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes, very nice. I, I mean, I think you might all throw some daggers at me a little bit because of
don't look at me. I won't be judging you.
I won't look at Mark at all. other Mark. But Rob, so you might, I don't know whether you'll agree or disagree. I don't know. So you know the headphones that I've got already? They're the Sony
1000 X's or something
like that.
Yeah,
something like that. So decent headphones.
Good, very good headphones, yeah.
But
what's wrong with them?
Nothing.
So why are you buying another pair?
Why are you surprised when he says there's nothing wrong with them?
Hang on, his wife bought them. So that's
my wife bought them for me as a present.
And he wanted some different ones, obviously.
And I presume you've been complaining about your old headphones?
Nope.
Did Daisy know that you got some old headphones?
Yep.
Okay, move on.
Have you got a money tree in your garden?
Nope.
I wish you had.
Oh dear. What have you got?
I've got the new Apple Air Max Pros, new Pro Maxes.
I mean, they are very good headphones.
So can you hear things with them?
Yeah.
More than you can hear with the Sony ones?
Let's go with yes to that answer.
They are very good headphones.
Look, they're an Apple product.
What are you doing?
I know, end of day, I know I don't need to explain it because you know what I'm like, but what? I'm Apple mad. I've got everything Apple. I've got the normal AirPod Pros.
So you've got three pairs of headphones.
what are you doing with
this? Will be even more.
Okay, what are you doing with the other pair? Because if you're throwing them out, I'll have
them. I'm not throwing them out, actually. My kids are currently arguing about who's having them.
Well, can I be added to the list?
You contact my kids. They're arguing about who's having them. So it's purely the reason, Mark, of the it's an Apple product. I like over-the-head headphones. One thing, I do use my AirPod Pros.
The Sony one's not over-the-head?
The Sony are over-the-head, yes, but they're not Apple.
Do you mean, when you keep saying over-the-head, do you mean over-the-ear?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, how much were the Sony ones? Okay.
400.
Oh, bloody hell.
I must admit, I prefer over-ear headphones than in-ear headphones.
I do. Now, obviously, I DJ and I obviously mess around with music and stuff, so I've got headphones. But three pairs.
I know. Listen,
hey, listen.
Mark, I'm on you. I'm with you,
he listens
Mark.
To a lot of audiobooks.
What, at the same time?
And somebody talking. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, I know.
You do know you could just get some headphones off, you know, Jet 2. They've got some headphones they give out free. You just wear them.
Yeah, you just got Jess Glynn singing in your ear all the time.
So, boys, what have you been up to?
I went for a walk.
Oh
yeah.
Any particular walk?
Yeah, so we had a walk to Wentworth.
Right.
Had a pint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As you do.
Yeah.
Then we walked to Elsicker, which is not far from Wentworth.
Yeah.
About 3 miles of walk it were in that. No, actually, it's 3 miles to Wentworth, isn't it, I think? Anyway, so yeah, we walked to Wentworth, then we walked to Elsicker, watched a bit of cricket.
Yeah.
Had a couple more pints.
As you do.
As you do. Then we caught a train to Chapel Town.
Oh, wow.
Had a couple more pints. Then we walked up to...
It was a pub crawl. Well, is that what you mean? That's what it sounded like to me.
Well, it sort of was, but it wasn't intended to be. Then we walked up to the next cricket club, and they had more cricket on.
So?
A couple more pints.
Talking about Wentworth then, did you know about that flower show thing that they had on?
Flower show?
Yeah. Did you not go to him?
No.
No?
Do I look like the kind of person that goes to a flower show?
Well, there were a pub...
Was there a bar?
There was bars there.
Oh, so I was like, gutted.
Mark, this sounds like you've been.
No, I haven't. Listen, me and Aina were going to go, right? Because Aina's really to flowers.
Putting your sleep on Skechers.
But we didn't go because you know how much tickets were?
Because we weren't interested in going to a flower show.
I know. 35 quid these tickets were each.
What?
35 quid each these tickets.
Is it all you can pick?
Yeah, make as many daisy chains as you can.
You mean strawberries and stuff? Listen, it's a big event. You know, so you know the big royal flower show they have down south somewhere, wherever they have it, Essex or somewhere like that?
Yeah.
Chelsea,
that's it.
The Chelsea flower show.
In Essex.
Is it called that?
Yeah.
Anyway, yes. the idea Wentworth. So it's a big thing, like a 4 or 5 day event. And BBC were there filming everything live every day, celebrities and stuff and all that lot. And they were shipping people in from Rotherham.
Shipping people in?
Yeah, it
sounds like a human trafficking event.
Listen, there's some of that.
That
probably
must
going
have
off.
Been chaos because it's bad enough as it is at round
well,
that.
Well, it was around my
well,
house.
I've got to say, we live at Thorpe Esley, which is only up the road from Wentworth, and I hardly noticed anything.
Well, that better than I did because it was hectic where I live.
Was it?
Yeah, because down, I think, Greensboro way. That's where they had one of these park and ride things.
Right.
So it was absolutely manic because they had a park and ride there. They had another big one, I think, at Meadowhall.
Yeah, Meadowhall. And stuff. Rotherham, I think. Doncaster all over.
Yeah. Name all the places, Mark.
Yeah, well, you like lists because the last episode you were reeling out some lists. So that's you know, what I thought you might have been doing.
What have you actually been up to then?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I've been watching a bit of telly.
You?
Right. Listen, I know, I don't watch much telly, right, but I've watched a bit of it.
I didn't even know you got a TV.
I've got one. So listen, and when I've been watching a couple, there's a bit adverts, obviously, and a bit, there's an advert, right, I don't know if you've seen it, but it's creeping me out. I think it's for Lynx, you know, and it's like a body spray thing. Oh. Have you seen it?
Deodorant.
Yeah,
it's been around for quite some years, Mark.
the down below one.
Down below one.
Oh,
have you seen the advert?
Seen
it? It's just, is it me? But it's just weird. So like, in the advert, there's like a guy playing basketball or something.
Yeah.
And he goes into slow motion. He's putting the basket, and there's another player.
He's putting the what? The basket.
He's putting the ball in the basket into the ball, and then he's passing the ball to the basket, and he's putting the ball into the basket, and in slow motion it goes into. And there's another guy there, and as he jumps up, he's like sniffing his, like, you know, undercarriage what? Type
undercarriage.
Thing.
His nose. You know,
and it's like comes up on screen like balls or something. Yeah. Like, and I'm like, that's just weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
And like in the advert itself, like there's a bit like, you know, it refers to, you know, spraying your bum, spraying your boobs, spraying. And I'm like,
however you've remembered it.
I've remembered
which
it.
Which is the purpose?
I know, but it's just.
I must admit, hey, Mark, I have found.
Rob's wearing that Lynx. Do you want to have a sniff?
I want to know how you knew he was wearing it.
Get yourself over here, big boy.
I'll get my legs up. I'm not really a Lynx.
But have you seen it? It's weird.
Yes, I have. And I was about to say, it feels like the adverts recently are going more that way. They're a bit. Have you seen
more cringe? You know the ones I read that really make. And this is, it's going to make me sound really out of touch.
I know what you're going to say. I think I'm not going to say it. You say it.
Thanks, Mark. The gush ones.
Gush?
No.
Yeah. Ones.
What these about women's products.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought you were going to say.
What programmes are you watching? Channel 4?
I was just about to bring up the one about women's premenstrual cycles.
Yes.
And how to actually use the applicator.
It's
for
on the,
putting
no,
the tampon
well,
in.
That's a different one, but there's ones now. They're on breakfast telly, and they'll go, it says something about...
Are these adverts you're watching?
Yeah,
you're
and it says about it's
you need to explain it now. You need to explain
it. It's just human nature, Mark.
I understand that.
Can you explain it though? With gush? I mean,
periods.
They're talking about the all happening.
I
at
don't
once.
Think the words that's
oh,
great.
I've never
is
heard
it gush?
Them use the word gush.
And when you've got a mouth full of sugar puffs.
So it's the new body form ones. And basically they've made pads.
Yeah, they used
like
to go roller skating, but now they don't do that anymore.
They're basically pissy pads, that's what they are.
Careful, boys. They've made pads out of like memory foam. They're like memory foam.
And so you can sleep on them.
for your head.
I can't believe four middle-aged white men are sat around a table talking about having a conversation about periods.
But Mark's right. I tend to watch Jeremy Vine in the morning, so there's adverts on his Channel 5 show, and there's always a panty pad advert popping up.
So
I'm
what?
Like, and I'm like, I'm trying to eat my toast.
So what? Oh, so I'm sorry. I'm dead. I'm totally on the opposite side of the coin with you on this.
Oh. Totally, I don't want to watch it.
And what about the one?
Listen, I'm not saying they shouldn't advertise, not whilst I'm eating my toast. That's the problem. Yeah. Once I've eaten it, put five of them off.
What I can't believe is the ones that are actually, I mean, it's educational, I suppose, but the ones that are actually talking about how you use the applicator and stuff, I'm like, wait, is this a lesson?
We're doubling down on this conversation, are we?
No. Okay. Let's move on.
When I saw that, we're like, okay.
Have you finished, Rob?
I've finished.
I know how to use them.
On another, while we're talking about adverts, they're a bit disgusting. What's going on with the...
Hold on. I'm not going to get away with that, right? Panty liner adverts are not disgusting adverts.
I weren't particularly talking about that. I'm talking about the Lynx one. That's really creeps me out. I mean, that's just while
the meeting... And you were also talking about the time that they were on,
the panty pads is when I'm on. But the Lynx advert is just...
The time when you're on.
But the other advert, what is it? Andrex with the toilet roll. That's weird. Have you seen that one? With kid is in a classroom and it's like an old classroom starts like stomping. Right, he's off to and he gets and there's like
oh yeah.
He gets a toilet roll and he goes on a mission. He's going through school and they're all clapping him and he's like, yeah, I need a poo. And I'm like, what's going off here?
Yeah.
And that's weird.
Yeah, I mean there is a different connotation.
Do you think the fact that when they've taken it to that level of advertising of almost crude, do you know what I mean? That then spills up what we were talking about last week with people's behaviours and how they interact with people, and they talk, you know, the level of language and communication goes lower and people's heads are in the drains all the time.
I don't think the adverts are meant to be crude, are they?
Well, the Andrex one's a bit. I mean,
they'd have been banned in the 80s.
I've gone from watching Andrex puppy running through kitchen with a bit of toilet roll vamping, going, oh. Yeah. I've gone from that to this kid going, I need a SHIT.
You're missing a bit. What? And maybe it's just because you haven't seen it or read about it or whatever, but Andrex have teamed up with whatever body, whatever it is,
what?
To encourage. So basically.
Oh, people are not pooing enough.
People are not at school. Kids are too scared to go to the toilet at school.
Oh, but they're putting these adverts on while kids are at school, so they're not seeing it.
Timings wise, absolutely. But you've just
right,
that's
kids,
what
we're
I'm saying
watch.
About it. You've got to. I know you've picked that one as an example, but there's a reason why that is
kids,
like it
kids
is.
Kids at school. Right, we're going to sit down. We're going to watch Loose Women because there's a good advert halfway through.
I mean, I know it sounds like I'm moaning about them. It does sound like I'm not. I'm just saying they're just all a bit weird from like, you know, like this Lynx advert.
It is all,
it's just a bit. It's like a bit full in your face, and I'm still eating my toast.
But that
what's
but
going
that,
off?
But isn't that the point of advertising?
Yeah. Well, I suppose it is, but it
like
is.
Like we're sat here now
talking about it
with all our millions of listeners.
Yeah.
replaying that advert for them.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I mean, I've always been a massive fan.
Of adverts.
Well, branding.
Clever branding. Clever marketing.
Yeah.
You know, it does blow my mind when, you know, I know a company has teams of people that do marketing and stuff.
Yeah.
But
probably smaller teams than they used to have.
Yeah, absolutely. But the thought process that's needed around clever marketing.
Yeah.
Like anyone can just like, you know, sell something or but the way that certain branding and stuff has got into someone's head. So that even just the sound of something or even just a sentence about something or whatever, you instantly know what that brand or, do you know what I mean? Or what it's advertising.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So like if I sit here now and went, da 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 da.
Yeah, McDonald's.
It's just instant.
Listen, I get that. The adverts I were talking about is just like, I'm saying, they're just a bit weird. And to me, some of them step over the mark a little bit, like the Lynx one particular.
I don't think it is stepping over the mark because we're talking about it.
When I say stepping over, I don't mean as I'm offended by it. I just watch it and go, that is really, you know. Another advert which is a bit weird and it's been going on for ages, and every time I see it I always go, that is a bit weird. You know the Maltese...
I could just see you sat there with your notebook. This one's a bit weird.
Oh, do I write to her about these? So the Maltese advert, right, and it's the one where a woman walks in and then a guy walks in and he sort of waves and he looks a bit socially awkward and he goes, it's something about, this is Malcolm.
Oh yeah,
and we don't send Malcolm because we don't like the thought of him getting it on somewhere.
Yeah,
and
I'm with a gran.
Yeah, with a gran. And I always think that's a bit weird. Like the advertising Maltesers. You two have not seen it. Obviously.
I've not seen it.
It's the lighter way to enjoy chocolate.
Yeah, but I'm like, Maltesers. They're asking about Malcolm. He don't because they refer to him as a friend, not boyfriend or something. Because they don't like the thought of him getting on. What's them getting it on got to do with Maltesers? It's just a bit weird.
But
I ain't seen it.
But
you need to.
The point is that Kirk's saying.
I think
you should
stop watching telly, Mark.
The amount of adverts that there are on telly, the amount of adverts that we consume, and they're the ones that you're remembering.
Yeah.
Which means
that's what I mean.
That's very good marketing.
Well, I guess it is.
Yeah.
Another advert, right, which I find a bit, well, not offensive.
List them all, Mark.
Booking.com, right?
Yeah.
When they say, I can't remember now, but something like, and it's the voice of, what's the guy that...
Paddy McGuinness.
Paddy McGuinness. And he goes, that's...
Booking Grey. Yeah.
And again, I'm not offended by
it. It's on the beach,
isn't
it?
Yeah, it's on the beach. Yeah, that's right. It's on the beach. And he goes, that's Booking Grey.
Yeah.
And it sounds, I mean, obviously it's not, but it sounds very much like...
Well, it was reviewed.
Was it review?
Because they were saying, oh, hang on a minute. There were complaints saying that it sounded far too close.
Yeah.
But the advertising standard said, no, it's clearly said what he's saying. The fact that people have interpreted it something different is their problem.
And I agree with them.
Yeah.
Because I'm not complaining about it. I just find it a little bit, as in, how did that get passed? Because it sounds very much, you know, that's booking great and all that. And you go, hang on a minute, that's a bit...
You need to be careful, Mark, because you won't say it right.
Yeah. I'll stop saying it, shall I?
I must admit, I really like it when adverts toe the line of that, you know, it's really fine line between risque...
Teetering on.
There's an advert that you may have seen, you may have not have seen. It's not a commercial, it's literally a poster. And it's from years ago. Which you'll know why. I'll show it to you.
Is it the Hello Boys?
Nope. No, it's not that one. It's, you could say it's similar.
Mark thinks he's psychic.
Yeah.
Every episode.
I do it all the time. Mark knows
what you're thinking.
Now, if you know what this is...
I don't, because I get it all wrong.
I know.
If you know what this is, don't say it, because I'll explain it. But have you ever seen that?
I can't see it from here, no. It looks a bit good,
Are you going to describe it for the benefit of the
team? Is that a semi-clad woman?
So Mark's going to have an apoplexy and fall off. in a minute.
So basically, it's a woman in a kitchen, a long, leggy blonde that's wearing literally a white shirt, and she's got one leg up on the counter, and you can see her bum, and she looks very attractive, right? Now, the advert is for Aston Martin used cars. And the slogan is, you know you're not the first, but do you really care? Now that, for me, is one of the cleverest adverts I've ever seen.
Especially the fact that this is what I mean about marketing and clever marketing and stuff, because it's not that women don't drive Aston Martins. Of course there's women that drive Aston Martins, but the predominant customer of an Aston Martin is male.
Yes. Yeah. So and also, it's a very old advert.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, I don't think they'd be able to run that advert today. But again...
They wouldn't.
But even then, why wouldn't they be able to run that advert today? Because there's technically nothing wrong with it.
It's misogynistic.
What, showing a woman?
It's the message behind it, what they're saying is...
But I don't think it is.
Well, you wouldn't, because you're male.
Yeah. Because, of course, you could. There are women that would also find her attractive and wouldn't care.
Hang on, can I just? I just need first. To rebuff to back to. I don't have a problem with the Diet Coke advert, and I'm a man.
Yeah, no, I agree. I don't have a problem with that. I'm totally on board with you that there's double standards that goes off in this world. Yeah.
What they're saying that they are placing that female there as a token.
Well, I wouldn't say it's a token.
Why is that a problem? Because, like I said. Because the Diet Coke man, they're putting him in an advert because it's objectifying
a woman, isn't it?
And it's objectifying a man in a Diet Coke advert.
I wouldn't even say in that instinct, it's just very clever.
I don't think they do the Diet Coke adverts anymore, do they? I was about to say,
would they get away with that now?
I don't think so. I think it's level playing field.
Yeah.
I don't think they drop that advert now.
No.
I really don't. But there is a lot to be said for clever marketing, and the people that come up with these ideas are geniuses.
Yeah.
Some of the best in the world, I think, or not in the world, that I see on social media are Aldi. They have nailed marketing.
Yes.
Their social media is incredible.
Yeah.
So funny.
Absolutely.
Yeah. There is. Can I just mention another advert, right?
List them all, Mark.
No, it's another advert. You guys might not have seen it, Mark might have. So there's an advert, right? I think it's for funeral care. Right, and in the advert, there's a guy on like it shows you a guy that's lived all his life. He liked riding motorbikes.
Yeah,
and in his funeral sort of advert, he's sort of like obviously he's dead. But I'm like this. So if this is an actor playing it, all the pictures of him, they must have been AI. Is that why they've generated these? Because they're showing no pictures.
You're asking
when
us about something we've got no idea. No,
you've not seen the advert.
Can you explain the advert first?
Yeah, so in the, I know I'm not very good at explaining. So in the advert, it's about funeral care, and it's saying about let's say Dave or whatever. Dave, this is how he would have liked to have gone. So it shows you a funeral car, right? But it's a motorbike.
Okay.
Because he liked motor, and then it flashes showing you a video of him from the 70s mending motorbikes of him, and then it goes back further, and then it shows you with his family, like a montage of him, right? And it's the same guy, but like obviously he's dead now.
And you're asking us how they made it.
Well, I'm just saying, is this a real person? Because if he is, he's dead.
How on earth
is he not
dead?
Know?
No, it's an actor. It's a commercial. Well, it's just made.
I know, but if he's an actor,
he hasn't really died.
No, that's what I'm saying. If he's an actor, I'm not sure that I'd be feel comfortable going, well, referring to me as in the past. I know it's being a past tense.
He signed up to it.
It might not be real. It's completely fake and made up.
What, the actor's made up?
No, the part that they're portraying is made up. It's not a real person.
So he's AI. It's not real.
No,
it's not AI. It's,
well, how have they got the video footage of him from 1970s?
They've filmed it last week and made it look old.
You need to see the advert.
I don't think I do. They will have just shot it and made it look old.
No, you need to see the advert.
Really?
Yeah, I'll get it and bring it to the next episode. Anyway.
All right, okay.
Please don't.
What don't you like about it?
No, it's not that I don't like.
What's your favourite advert, Kirk?
I'm intrigued by how it's been done.
Okay.
It's a bit weird.
But yeah, going back to what you said about marketing, I genuinely do think it's incredible what they did.
Hang on, you're talking about marketing, and you've not mentioned Clarkson's Farm and the Hoaxton advert.
Oh. So... up to now, I've not watched it all the way through because every time I've gone to watch it, like when it's popped up on social media or whatever, I've only ever got halfway through it and then either needed to do something or needed to switch it off or whatever. So I've never actually watched
it. It's not a great advert, then, is it?
I put it on our group.
I know. And every time I've gone to watch it, something's happened and I've come off it.
It's a minute and a half long.
Yeah.
It is absolutely brilliant.
You know,
brilliant.
You know when you guys say you're busy and I say I'm busy, there's a difference.
Oh, yes. You're busy putting on some more headphones.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's clever, obviously, so it can only be used online, can't it?
Absolutely
it's
genius.
It's never going to be on TV, but yeah, it's a clever advert. But I guess some people will be offended by that because of what this swearing in it. But
I bet that's got in front of more eyes.
Absolutely.
Than what it would have done. I know it would have never made TV, I understand that, but...
On TV it would have been passive. It'd have been on there, but it would have been background noise. Yeah. People are actively sharing it, aren't they?
Yeah. And that's the thing, just get... I know we know this, if you like, but that's the whole idea of marketing, isn't it? Getting in front of as many people as possible and getting people to remember it.
Does it bother you these days that marketing and adverts appear everywhere, so you could now you can't even scroll through.
Okay. Yes,
you can't scroll through anything without adverts.
So no, unless it's something that I pay for. So it really winds me up now. For instance,
I'm going to say I can't imagine anything that you pay for that hasn't got adverts on.
I don't have adverts on my Netflix.
No, I don't either.
You know?
No.
There's no adverts on Netflix. I pay extra to Sky to have skip ads.
There's no adverts on Spotify.
Oh, okay.
If you pay for it.
Obviously not when I'm watching a programme live. But yeah, sorry, did you say Spotify premium or whatever?
Yeah.
So it does wind me up a bit, the fact that I pay for Amazon Prime.
And there's adverts.
And there's adverts
now. You've got to pay another premium to get rid of the adverts. Yeah.
So I get if something's free.
Yeah.
Because that's got to earn the money.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. But... yeah, that it annoys me when I am paying for something and there's adverts.
Yeah.
But we have to be careful what we're saying.
But that's going to be the difference with us, though, isn't it?
Yes.
That eventually, when Rob finally gets around to just pushing the button, because he keeps telling us that it's all set up and ready, and he's just got to push a button, but I don't know how long it takes to push a button, but he hasn't pushed it yet, then all you lovely listeners will be able to... subscribe to our podcast and not have the adverts. Yes.
Well,
that'd be great, wouldn't it?
When you were saying about not having adverts in something, it's only a matter of time before you'll start getting adverts. Like on you were saying about Netflix or something.
They've started doing it on, is it Amazon Prime now? Even though you pay for it.
Yeah.
Are you two in
the same
conversation?
Oh, sorry. You did mention that a minute ago, didn't you? So my apologies. But I think it's because I was going to go more into that.
I believe...
Have any of you ever seen any weird adverts?
Well, I can tell you about some.
Listen, there's this Lynx one, right? Right. Hold on a minute. Slow down. I believe there is already a subscription level of Netflix... that has adverts.
There is.
That you can pay cheaper
yes.
and have adverts.
Yes.
And then there's the normal subscription that doesn't have adverts.
Yes, I know all that. But what I'm saying is, whatever you sign up to, with time, it always ultimately ends up with adverts.
I know where you're going with that.
So with Netflix...
And then they charge you a premium then to step over that.
Yeah.
So with Netflix, my understanding, when you signed up to... Well, not particularly you, but when you signed up to originally with Netflix...
There was no adverts.
No adverts.
Yeah.
Then they said, well, we're introducing adverts. But if you don't want adverts, then pay us an extra £2.
Yeah.
So yes, there's a way to get out of it, but they always move in the goalposts.
Just keep pushing up the pricing ladder.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So at the moment, you're not getting adverts, but you know at some point, next week or in 5 years' time, they're going to go... You've got adverts now, and you're going to go, I don't have adverts. We'll pay you £2 then. Yeah.
Amazon Prime do it.
Well, yeah. And that's.
Do they? Hey, have you. That's what annoys me, Amazon Prime, right?
So you never get to the end goal of going, Matt, I'm here now. I've paid. Yeah. I've got my money.
You do when you're at the pearly gates.
I'm here now. I don't have adverts.
There's a premium to come in.
This is it.
Yeah.
Because the goalposts move. And that's what frustrates me with
the biggest
with
danger now. Is
cyclists.
Good one. I think the biggest danger now is people that are doing, when not celebrities, but what do you call them?
Normal people?
No, content creators, but influencers. When influencers are doing adverts and they're not making it clear that it's an advert. Yeah, when they're being paid.
They're all at it.
They're all being paid.
Fined, they're all getting warnings.
Yeah, they're being paid to make content and it is an advert. And they're not disclosing that it's an advert.
It's not, yeah.
I think that's the problem, because you're watching their content thinking
it's
unbiased. Genuine,
unbiased, yeah.
When actually it is a direct advert, just not done like a commercial.
Yeah.
So before we sort of go off, because I just want to pull it back to when we were talking about marketing and clever marketing, right? And I'm just going to share this with you, right? I'm just going to share this with you, and you'll all know exactly where I'm going as soon as I say it. KFC.
Right.
So remember, in fact, I've got the thing here. So it was 2018.
It's not a bloke that gets carried and dipped in some gravy, is it?
No. So in 2018, you all know what happened to a KFC, don't you?
No.
When they ran out of chicken.
Ran out of chicken, yeah.
Right. And this has gone down history as one of the biggest and best marketing things for a company then when they turned it round. Mm-hmm. So it says here, in 2018, KFC...
They didn't actually run out of chicken, did they?
Yes.
It was DHL that knackered up the logistics.
Well, they ran out of chicken.
Yeah, the actual restaurant ran out of chicken.
They ran out of chicken because of delivery mistake, as you said. So 750 branches were shut down, millions of hungry customers, outraged public. But what KFC did in response changed their business forever. So KFC switched their delivery contracts from Bidvest, whoever they are, to DHL. Usually these changes in courier services happens regularly, so no one bats an eyelid and everything carries on as normal.
Are all them other words in there?
I'm trying to skip it because it's quite lengthy.
Yeah.
But this time the change...
By making it longer and chucking extra words in.
I know. I'm doing it because I know you guys, particularly Marco, but usually these changes in...
Only because my alarm's going to go off.
But this time, the change would trigger one of the biggest PR disasters in fast food history. Within days, chaos had erupted Britain. 750 out of the 900 KFC stores had to close their doors. 26,000 team members left stranded. What could have been so bad? The unthinkable had happened. What's so funny? What? I'm just...
Keep going.
What's so funny?
Go on.
People know I'm reading it from the...
Keep going.
I've lost my point now.
Oh, yeah. Start again, I would.
So did I get to the bit where it said 26,000 team members?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's it. A chicken chain business had run out of chicken and the British public was not amused. So many people called the police in the UK and tweeted, please do not contact us about the KFC crisis. It's not a police matter. But that was just the start. The newspapers was brutal. According to a popular public sentiment score, their brand impression score dropped from -2 to -12. The company was in crisis, but then KFC's marketing team... This is the marketing bit.
Oh, we're there, are we?
The marketing team.
Yes. I bet people are listening to this going, just let him talk. Marketing team made the decision... that would turn the business around. Instead of hiding, they went bold. They bought the full page ads in Britain's biggest newspapers, and what they did was to have FCK printed on one page, right there in black and white for all Britain to see. Beneath it, the most honest company apology ever written. No corporate jargon, no PR spin. just raw honesty. A chicken restaurant without any chicken.
Raw honesty from a chicken shop.
Exactly. It's not ideal. It's been a hell of a week. The internet erupted. What happened next?
The internet?
The internet erupted. What happened next will blow your mind. The campaign reached 797 million people through traditional media alone and 219 million saw it on social media. And over seven press articles written. KFC's...
Seven?
700 press articles written. KFC's positive attention score skyrocketed from 7% to 29%. Anyway, it goes on and on and on about that. But
brilliant.
Basically...
What, more than what you just did?
Well,
Jesus,
it's hard
Christ.
Because you
I'd
make it harder.
I'd love to see you doing an eye test. Right, can you read that top line, please?
I rush because I know I constantly get interrupted. But the point is with that, you all know what happened with that. And they turned it round because instead of running away from it, obviously they just dealt with it full on.
Yeah, owned it.
And owned it. Yeah. And no companies have ever really done that since, really. Or most companies since then, they just turn it around, apologise and stop the advert. I mean, I know they've run out of chicken, that's slightly different. But what I'm saying is instead of...
So the actual advert, I kind of got a little bit lost in everything else that you said. What did you say? It was a blank page or a black page and just said... What?
FCK.
FCK.
So it's an abbreviate.
And then,
right.
And then underneath it, it said... Oh, I've got to go back to this. Crikey. It just said underneath... It just said... what did it say underneath it? Oh, it said underneath, a chicken restaurant without any chicken. It's not ideal.
And what day was this? What day did this happen on?
I'll ignore Mark. Carry on.
Right, yeah, okay.
But genius.
Genius. Yeah,
it is very, very clever, that. And a good way to just be honest with your audience and say, yeah, we FCK'd up.
So what other brands or companies or whatever do you think have nailed it from a marketing point of view where they've got either a sound or something that's instantly recognisable?
Well, McDonald's definitely
the
good job.
Like global.
Well, if you're talking sounds, I mean...
Well, sounds or like, for instance, I'll obviously say the obvious one. It's not just a chocolate cake.
I'm waiting for Mark to...
Was it sponge as well?
It's not just any chocolate cake.
Not just any chocolate cake.
It's mine.
You said it's not just a chocolate cake.
You knew what I meant, though, didn't you?
Yeah, it's not just...
Oh, it's getting late.
yeah, absolutely. It can be anything, can't it?
Yeah.
It's not just a... It's Marks and Spencer's. Yeah.
That's clever, yeah.
Yeah.
So very, I just wondered, good. Is there anything else that comes to mind regarding...
They used to, but Mark's took both my eyes to sleep.
For me, it's McDonald's.
Yeah.
Literally, and they took that from Justin Timberlake and a few other people, didn't they? Singing the whole thing. Yeah. And they've just slowly but surely stripped it back until now it's just a whistle of that. Yeah. I can't whistle, but yeah. And straight away, you know what it is, don't you? All right, Windows.
Yeah.
You know, nim-nim-nim.
No, oh, I thought
it's not Windows. Is it IBM?
I thought you were talking about safe styles for a minute then.
Microsoft.
Cold Seal Windows in Sheffield.
Netflix is very distinctive. You know, the opening, I can't do the sound, but that's very distinctive. That's very distinctive.
In the Netflix documentary called...
Tudum.
Just Eat.
What's that one?
Well, it's that good, we don't know.
Somebody...
Just Eat.
Yeah.
They're all famous people doing it, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is a lot out there, and I think they've done a very clever job of making something so small become synonymous with that brand.
So, I mean, because there's just so much noise out there, isn't there?
Yeah.
Like you said there, there's adverts everywhere, it's pop-ups, it's in your face, it's social media, it's on, it's everything. So to be able to cut through all that noise, to be able to sit there at the other end, and that's why coming full circle, Mark, is why I do think adverts are getting a bit more edgy.
Yeah, listen. I'm not offended by them at all. I don't watch them. Go, who do I need to complain to? I'm not, because they're not offending me. But you're right. They're getting to the point where they've got to be that. What's the word? Edgy, I guess. Yeah. That's, you know, to get.
I'll tell you what. I have seen more adverts of late with A-list celebrities fronting them, and advert for companies that I wouldn't expect to be fronting them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, Warburton's spring to mind, don't they? Warburton's bread.
Warburton's absolute genius, what they did with Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, they've had a few, haven't they, over the years?
I was thinking of Felix with Robbie Williams.
Yeah, but that's a bit weird.
Is it Felix?
Yeah, it is Felix. Cat food.
Yeah, he sang the theme tune, didn't he?
Yeah. And that one, what's the guy who's played one of the Star Trek characters for years.
William Shatner?
No. Bald-headed guy.
Patrick Stewart.
Patrick Stewart. Duck and Parrot, was it?
Yeah, Yorkshire Tea.
We're going to the Duck and Parrot for a...
He's from Yorkshire, isn't he?
Yeah. We're going to the Duck and Parrot for a pint.
He's from Rotherham, isn't he?
He's from Rotherham?
Yeah, he's from Rotherham. I'm sure he's from...
Is he?
I'm sure he is from Rotherham.
Why have we not got him on podcast?
I know.
I'm pretty sure he's from Rotherham.
Well, if he's at Duck and Parrot, we'll be able to go and have a word with him.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he is.
Time at the bar, please.
Speaking of Duck and Parrot, should we spin the wheel?
Let's.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, it's spinning.
What's it going to be?
Oh, I'm so excited. Come on. You're nearly there.
The Wheel of Features.
Shall we spin the wheel?
Let's spin it. Ready?
Ooh. What's it going to be?
Yes, Mark!
It's mine!
Oh, dead or alive!
Dead or alive! Oh, we all like dead or alive, don't we?
I'm dead, I'm alive.
I'm already dead.
Come alive.
Be quick, I'll be dead.
Right, so dead or alive. So
dead or alive.
Have you all got your pen and paper ready?
Get me phone up.
You're all sort of young and hippie, so you don't have pens and paper, do you? Hippie. Young and hippie. Is that a phrase then?
I don't think it is anymore.
So you've got your pen and paper ready? Not.
Yes.
You've got your phones ready?
Yeah.
So I'm going to read out five entertainers, celebrities, singers, whatever, famous people.
Yeah.
And you've got to decide if they're dead or alive.
Okay.
And I've verified these. I've had them
for the benefit. You got called out last time.
Yes, one of the listeners who was listening, Simon, he sort of cut me out. Not that I didn't know, by the way, but... So, are you ready?
Yes.
So, the first one then. Start with an easy one. Freddie Starr.
Oh.
So, we all know Freddie Starr?
Yep.
Is he dead or alive?
Yep. Got it.
Next one. I think this is easy as well. Vera Lynn. Is she dead or alive? For the younger listeners, Vera Lynn is a singer. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You got your answers? Yep. Next one. Yoko Ono. I hope I've pronounced the name right. Yoko Ono. For younger listeners...
She's a singer.
She was married to a singer.
And she was a singer.
Kind of. Only by default.
Okay. By default, as in having a mouth.
Well, default as in
singing.
As in she married a singer, so she decided to sing with him. But if she wouldn't have married him, she wouldn't have been a singer. Next one then. Buzz Aldrin.
Who?
Buzz Aldrin.
Say it again.
Buzz Aldrin.
Okay.
Again, for younger listeners.
He wasn't a singer.
He was.
But he once did the karaoke on the moon.
Mark's doing all my jokes. That's right. That's fine. He's not a singer, that's right. But he went on the moon.
Yep.
Got that. The karaoke machine.
But only by default, because if he'd not got on the shuttle, he wouldn't have gone on the moon.
Yes.
No, because he trained as an astronaut. And your last one, Keith Chegwin. Again, for younger people. I mean, they've all got... I mean, I know younger people are probably going, why are they not having any young people on? Well...
Cheggers.
Because more than likely, they're going to be alive. Unless they die young.
I mean, I've got to be honest. I've obviously got one or two of these wrong. Because every one of mine is dead.
Oh. Cheggers got his willy out, didn't he, on TV?
Quite a lot of them are dead. And I think I've got one more alive than I should have.
Right.
Yes, he did.
Didn't he?
He did. It was in a naked jungle programme. Yeah. And, in fact, I think he were one at first to go naked on
I thought he were, that's why I mentioned TV, it. Yeah.
A naked jungle programme?
Yeah, I remember when...
David Attenborough and that?
No. In fact, I don't think... There's no recording of it. It's not... You can't get it anywhere. You can't see any... Not that... By the way, I'm not looking for it.
You search it. Keith Chegwin naked on TV.
Yeah, research purposes. Right, so, have you all got your answers
locked? Yes.
So the first one then, Freddy Starr.
Dead.
Okay. He is dead?
Yeah.
So when did he die and how old was he?
I'm going to go with 2008 and he was 76.
Okay. Rob? I'm going to say he was... What am I meant to say?
The year he died. Oh, the year. And how old was he?
Oh, I think he died in 2013 and he was 74.
I'm going to say 2020. Oh. 2020, and he would have been 74.
Okay, well, Kirk's right with his age that he died. He was 76 when he died. Ooh. That's what you said. Okay. And he died in 2019.
Oh,
so you were close, Mark.
One year out.
Right, the next one, Vera Lynn. Dead or alive?
Dead.
Now, I put alive because I remember there being loads of coverage with her when she died.
she died at a funeral.
Oh dear.
Yeah, she is dead.
Sorry.
Fair play to thinking she's still alive. I mean,
she'd have been about 150 now, wouldn't she?
Well, not far off. So she died in
recently.
Let's go around quick and then quick. What? How old was she and when did she die?
2015 and 92.
I'm going to say she was 95 in 1999.
Okay.
I remember her being alive a lot more recent than that, I think, which is why I couldn't think as to whether she was dead or not. So I'm going to say something like 2022 and 98.
Well, you are right, but as in she died in recent times. It was 2020 when she died.
Oh, I'm miles off.
And she was 103 when she died.
Wow.
So she had a good innings, didn't she?
Yeah.
Next one, Yoko Ono. Dead or alive?
She's alive.
Alive.
Dead.
She's alive. And how old is she?
When did she alive?
80.
Okay.
How old is she? 84.
I'm going to say 75.
Oh. Well, she is alive and she's 90.
Oh, wow.
So she's at a good age. She's got...
Wow.
A good age.
Good age.
She's 90. A good age for a loaf of bread.
Yeah, she's good for 90. Right, so Buzz Aldrin.
Is dead.
He's dead.
Alive.
No, he died recently.
I think he did, yeah.
Well, if my facts are right, he's still alive. Mm. And he's 94.
So I thought.
Are you sure?
It must be another... One of the astronauts...
One of them died recently.
Died, yeah.
That's a different one. He was a captain on the Apollo 13.
Well, yeah. That's what I'm thinking
of. But that's very recently. I thought Buzz Aldrin died.
Well, do you want to... Because I don't want Simon emailing me. He's got my hotline.
Quizmaster,
can somebody just Google that quickly on live while we're doing this episode?
Quizmaster's right.
Because then
Quizmaster's always right.
I'm not. So then I will have Simon going, keyboard worrying me. I mean that.
Buzz Aldrin is alive.
Is it?
Yeah. Good. Is he 94?
Okay. I'll have that point.
Or is he 95?
No, don't tell me.
Or is he 95 now? See how odd it is getting this information.
He was born in 1930.
Does that make him 94?
95 this year.
95 this year.
So, Simon, you can just not bother contact me on that one. I'm good to go. So, your last one then, Keith Chegwin.
He's dead.
Alive.
No, he's definitely dead.
He's dead.
Okay, and he is dead.
Right.
He went in Jundle naked and he died. So when did he die and how old was he?
I think he died in 2020. 2019. And I think he was 66.
He was quite young by the standards of people that are dying or whatever.
You are sounding like me.
I know. I think it was something like 2017. And, 66, 67.
Sometimes you guys get so close with your ages. So, you're right, it was 2017 when he died. And it, again, you're relatively right with the age, as in it was young. It was 60.
Wow.
Which is a very young age. So, on that reckoning, I've only got... I've only got another 5 years left. So when you do Dead or Alive, when you're doing episode 2000, can you put me on this list, please? Yeah. So anyway, actually,
2000?
Dead or Alive.
You're optimistic.
I did better than I thought.
I got three.
Three? Mark?
I got three.
So I got the first... What was the first one?
Freddy Starr.
Dead. Yeah. Dead. I got the next one, Alive.
Vera Lynn, Dead.
I got that wrong. The next one?
Yoko Ono,
Alive. I got that one, so two.
And Buzz Aldrin, Alive.
I got that wrong.
And Keith Chegwin,
I got
Dead.
Three.
We all got three.
So you all got three, which is pretty good out of five. So well done, guys.
I absolutely. Think so. And just before we go, guys, when we were doing talking about adverts and stuff earlier...
Yes.
I did have a little idea that popped into my head.
Oh, yeah. I like your ideas. They're all very good.
They scare me to death, but go on.
Why don't we make a zone advert?
We have.
Oh.
You mean advert?
No, that's a trailer.
That's a trailer. That, yeah.
Okay.
Why don't we make an advert?
Let's make an advert.
Oh,
let's
I like
make an
it. Advert.
A what, really edgy
what
one.
What would the advert be
Mark's
for?
Got, well, I'm not Mark, Mark has to sniff Rob.
I'm not sniffing any balls.
But we made an advert when we tried to get a brewery to sponsor us, didn't we?
Yeah, that didn't work, did
no,
it?
No, it didn't. No.
That's because you changed my letter. but no, we'll make an advert.
There we go, then.
Let's do it.
Brilliant.
Watch this space.
And on that note.
And on that note.
See you next week, boys.
See you, boys.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for your continued support with our independent podcast. Did you know that you can interact with us and other listeners on Facebook on the Chat In Tap Room Facebook group? You can also get in touch via email in the chat at gmail.com and, of course, on any of our socials. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.